another thing about the middle class people is, don't you, they never have a fucking decent holiday either, you know. You just go round to their house, there's always somebody who's an explorer, you know. He's been round the world 3 times in a typewriter. They're all sitting there discussing where they're going to go for their holidays, you know, saying, oh yes, well we thought, you know, going to spend 3 weeks on the island of Domestos was too proletarian, you know. And everybody's going, my, We decided this year we'd go overland on an old Eastern Counties double-decker bus to Zimbabwe. So yes, we had a wonderful time. Actually, we had a wonderful time. As soon as we got into Turkey, we got to the Turkish border, and one of the guards asked for a bribe so we could get into Turkey. So Phil, who was a houseplant psychiatrist from Bolton, Phil immediately jumped up and shouted, can't pay, won't pay, enough to give his name and address. So they shot him. Halfway through Turkey, they found some of the drugs we'd hidden. And, yes, I immediately jumped up, I shouted, Midnight Express! They said, that'll do nicely, sir. See, one thing English people do, or British people do, when they get abroad, they start lying, because you always meeting some poor foreigner, you know, who's been told that a traditional English greeting is, hello, snot gobbler, I'm a tortoise! And the other one is, the foreigners are often told is, yes, I have been told, actually, that a traditional English greeting for a policeman is to go up to him and say, hello, I am from Operation Countryman and I claim my £5. Actually, I'll tell you what I think would have been really good, right, town planning-wise, is if they'd fucking left everything as it was, you know. Can you imagine if Britain was like it was in the 50s, you know? Now, I think it was a wonderful time, actually, the 50s, I'll tell you, because it's very good for variety acts. There was a lot of really good variety acts, you know, like, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Platt and his talking pond! Difficult time for comedians. The great American comedian Lenny Bruce in the 50s was hounded to death simply because he believed that a man could get a fair trial and justice in a court of law. What a fucking dickhead! You ever been in a fucking court of law, you know? On the bench you've got some senile old bastard who's got a brain like a fucking Tandy home computer. You don't even remember 3 fucking things at the same time. You can't remember what his name is, what day it is, and what the fucking time is. You ask him what the weather's like and he forgets his fucking name! He's going, well, I don't see why people should have cheap bus fares now! My nanny carries me everywhere! I spend a lot of time hanging around bus stations. I'll write down all the numbers on the front of the buses. On a piece of paper, roll up the piece of paper and stuff it up me arse. Because we're all anally retentive ass bus spotters, you know what I mean? You meet a lot of really weird people in bus stations. You meet kind of mild-mannered individuals who've had kind of one glass of cider, you know? And they're all going, you fucking bastard, yeah! You killed my parrot, you fucking bastard, yeah! You Wolverhampton bastard, you fucking parrot, yeah! And they're just the inspectors. The ones who always get me are called Norman. He's got one of them vinyl caps with woolly earmuffs, right? And he's sitting there quite quiet and you hear this voice suddenly, you know, and he goes, hello. Do you like sponge? I do, because I'm not allowed anything sharp. And you're going, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. I've got 2 CSEs, one in biology and one in metalwork. If you want your cap welding, I'm your man. Leave it on, leave it on, leave it on. I was nearly run over by a truck the other day, but he knew he wanted to miss me because he had Dodge written on the front. Have you heard about the little brown things come through the walls and put wires in your head? It's all right, I ignore them. Get down, you bastards, get down. What, me paranoid? Everybody off, everybody off. The CIA follow me everywhere, you know. But they won't get me. You know why? I've got the dolphins on my side! Dolphins are very intelligent. You don't see any dolphins doing fucking street theatre, do you? What somebody like Nutty Norman needs, right, is therapy from the social services department. From a therapist, a caring therapist in the social services department. This is a social workers therapist song.